The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
No sign of Jess for her tech takeover. Killian Ginnity is with me now and we are going to talk about Twitter. So this is TLDR, too long, didn't read. What's happening? What's the dumpster fire at today, Killian?
It's another day, another fire. So Elon Musk's social platform X, as it's now called, formerly Twitter, has filed an antitrust lawsuit claiming that a massive advertiser boycott has meant that the company has lost out on billions of dollars. So they've sued the World Federation of Advertisers and four specific companies, Unilever, Mars, CVS Health and Orsted in the US. So that came out yesterday. Basically, it relates to a period at the back end of 2022, just after Musk bought the platform, and its advertising revenue has dived since. So Musk has tweeted that it is now war after 2 years of playing nice and getting nothing but empty words. So the CEO, Linda Yassaro, had said in a video announcement that the lawsuit is stemming from evidence uncovered by the US House Judiciary Committee, that a group of companies organised a systemic illegal boycott, that they conspired to boycott X, which threatens our ability to thrive into the future.
Okay, so the issue here is not that advertisers have to advertise on next. They don't. They're perfectly entitled not to. The issue here is an allegation that illegally they conspired among themselves to pull out as a group.
Yeah, and that's basically the crux of their argument. But as the Twitter's own community notes on the CEO's post and on Musk's post says, this is part of the US First Amendment. Companies can choose not to deal with you. And it goes back to when a number of advertisers actually fled the platform over concerns of, like, content that's not advertiser friendly. Like, this is around the time that Alex Jones had been brought back onto the platform after the Sandy Hook lawsuit had come to an end. Like, Musk had banned journalists. There was like so many crazy, crazy things that he's done that would obviously scare away advertisers. But not even a year ago, he was asked about the withdrawal of advertisers. And Musk said, I hope they stop. Don't advertise. If somebody's going to blackmail me with advertising or blackmail me with money, go F yourself. So it kind of seems more like the chickens are coming home to roost rather than a cabal to take away money from.
Anyway, it's a bit of gasoline in that dumpster fire we mentioned.
Absolutely.
So something else to keep the attention on Musk and Twitter. Maybe it's all he wants and we're just playing his game. We shall see. Anyway, listen, what's our tech tip this week?
Tech tip this week, inspired by Mr. Musk, is to double check info before posting. As we've seen that Mr. Musk has decided he's an expert on UK politics and weighing in on all things European, I think it's time to take a little deep breath and kind of remind ourselves about social media misinformation. It's rampant, it's everywhere. So if you're seeing something, question why it exists. Is it trying to push a narrative? Does it benefit a certain group? Is it meant to anger you? Then find some original or multiple sources. Where is this information coming from? We've seen riots come on the back of information that had not been verified. We don't need to go down this. Don't use AI to get your news. AI is based on information taken from possibly even 2 years ago. Use up-to-date, use the likes of Google, because Google actually have, when you do Google searches, before you click onto a link, you can click the settings and it can actually tell you about the site, where it's coming from and whether it is the real site, because we've seen multiple fake sites come up where it could be News Talk but with a 5 instead of an S and then nobody notices. Double check images. Is it AI? Look for things that don't make sense. Do they have multiple arms? Are the body parts blending together? Does it look a little bit animated, a little bit too good? Use fact-checking sites for international news mostly, like the likes of Snopes. They're there for a reason. They're very good. And if in doubt, just don't weigh in. Is your opinion really needed if you're not sure about if the information is true? I don't think so.
What's your tech rec this week?
Tech rec, Nick. Now, this is something I'm very excited about. So for anybody that's kind of maybe moving into a new house or anything like that, and you're thinking of going to get a Chromecast, hold off. In September, the Chromecast is being gotten rid of.
So the Chromecast is the way of putting your phone onto your TV screen, effectively.
Sort of. So it's a little HDMI dongle that you plug into the back and it makes any TV smart. And you can just cast from your phone onto it. But Google had, with their previous version of Chromecast, introduced it with a little remote, which is quite good. I like it. And it's 4K. It's very effective. And it also uses Google TV. So it kind of collates all your subscriptions into one place. So if you have Paramount and Disney, it just goes continue watching instead of having to go into individual apps. They've now announced the Google TV Streamer, which is twice the power, a lot more space, and it's basically designed to compete with Apple TV. So rather than it just being, take this from my phone and put it on the TV, it's now going to be 4K HDR, Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos. So the sound and all is going to be quite cinematic if you have the setup for it. It looks quite cool as well. It kind of has a little kind of egg shape that it's going to look quite aesthetic.
Oh, yeah.
So you are going to need your own HDMI rather than it being part of it. There's little nerdy things like they're going to have a button on the actual Google TV streamer that will tell you where your remote is, because the remote's going to have a little built-in speaker. So if you lose a remote, press it underneath your TV and it'll find it for you.
I like that. That's very good. I still just watch normal telly, I'll be honest with you. You know,
well, you can still use.
Do people do that? Am I the only one?
I think you might, maybe in the few. So it's going to be available.
Q man, thank you.
It's going to be available from September 24th for about $100. So it's a lot more competitive price wise than Apple TV. But one of the other things that's really interesting is it's going to bring in AI summaries and all that. But it's also going to have a Thread router in it, so it kind of is going to act a little bit like a mesh Wi-Fi. So it's actually going to be, the reason for it to be there is like it's going to actually boost your Wi-Fi, so you connect to it and can kind of push the signal all of that a little bit more.
All right. So I still think the little button that you press and it tells you where your remote is, that's the groundbreaking technology we need to see rolled out.
If you're going to buy it for that.
Killian Gennady, pleasure. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.